just like seeing my name in print. I think that was the lure. And I ended up being the editor of my high school newspaper. I don't think it's enough to just do journalism or try to go to a larger market or study other journalism. I mean, you sort of have to feel it, you know? You have to feel it in your heart that this is something that matters, and your work really should be lasting, and it should be something you're going to be proud of years later. You have to come up with a good idea. You have to do a tremendous amount of research. You feel like this thing will never come together and that you're a complete, utter failure, and then it does come together, and, you know, you sweat and you die over your story, and then it comes out and people applaud you, and then you go into the next story. It's the same process. It's just a lot of hard work. Because of the transformation of journalism, there are no shortcuts. It's still the same. My philosophy when I teach is that I'm not really interested in teaching students or preparing them for their first job, their entry-level job. What I would like them to come away with are skills that will help them for their best last job. Coming up with ambitious, groundbreaking ideas, and then finding ways to execute them and tell them in compelling ways. You can call it investigative reporting, you can call it project reporting, you just call it reporting, you call it journalism, I don't know. But that's what we strive for, and that's what I encourage young people to strive for.